Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The left's sense of humour bypass. This is my column for The New Conservative of the 26th of March 2024. Diane Abbott brushes off racist comments as just banter, is a headline you will never see, any more than Imam urges peaceful coexistence with Christians, or Gary Lineker is in fact a twat. Of course, there may be some Imams who do urge their followers to tone down the caliphate stuff, and plenty of folk have come to the above conclusion about Gary Lineker, but the mainstream media, whether purporting to be of the right, the left, or bang in the middle, have been captured by woke thinking. Thus, they fuel the culture war and interfaith division, as that is what they thrive on. They simultaneously lionise anyone who promotes multiculturalism and welcome the daily invasion over 501 day recently of fortune seekers arriving on our southern shores, amongst whom there are a fair proportion of rapists and stabbers. As delineated recently by Laura Perrins, woe betide anyone who goes against the grain. The other reason you'll never see the above headlines is that the likes of Diane Abbott, who can weaponise identity politics based on their colour, sexual proclivities or gender of the day, are incapable of brushing off anything. They seek to be offended, and as the good Lord said, seek and ye shall find. It does not take them long to be offended. The ultra-sensitive identitarians remind me of those naval mines that were used in the sea to sink enemy boats in the Second World War. They may still be used as far as I know, but no town square in the northeast of Scotland of my cisgendered boyhood, we were not confused about gender in them days, was complete without one. They were deactivated, of course, with a slot on top for the public to insert coins to help the families of those naval men unfortunate enough to have encountered one. You may have seen them, large spheres with spikes all round them, like a prototype coronavirus, which exploded at the slightest touch and hold ships below the waterline. That's what the wokesters are like, ready to go off at the slightest provocation. And with barely a segue needed, we arrive at the Hate Crime Bill Scotland, which comes of age on 1st of April this year. It is probably too much to hope that Hamza Useless, the glorious kilted Imam of Alba, will appear on television to tell us that it was all in fact a joke, an April Fool's Day prank of giant proportions, for which the far right fell. We can be confident, unfortunately, that this will never happen because, in addition to extreme sensitivity to criticism on the basis of protected characteristics, those of that persuasion seem to have undergone a sense of humour ectomy, probably on the NHS. They seem utterly incapable of having a good laugh. So, in Scots' land of brown heath and shaggy wood, the snowflakes and others dispossessed of reason and humour are about to have a field day. Almost no offence in the sense of being offensive will be too small to merit the attention of Police Scotland. In their efforts to achieve net zero offensiveness, nothing will stand in their way. Thus, robberies, muggings and damage to property will take second place if someone perceives that they have been offended. I long ago abandoned the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, dominated as it was by alternative comedians, whose only alternative seemed to be not being funny. But this year promises to be the dud of the century as everyone checks their thinking and ensures that their jokes don't punch down, discriminate or make anyone laugh. I can imagine PC McPlod treading the pavements with his laughometer to make sure that anyone having fun soon feels the full weight of the law. But every cloud. Age is a protected characteristic, and I'm sure that sexual practices once outlawed cannot be referred to in a derogatory manner. Next time my wife calls me a stupid old bugger, I'll suggest a weekend in Edinburgh, where she may not be so free with her insults. I, for one, want to know which sex shop in Glasgow is doubling up as an anonymous reporting centre for the terminally offended. Is that a dildo in your pocket, sir, or another wadge of offences you wish to report?
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.